And finally, new rule, the Trump administration and its elite squad of Marvel Universe mutant budget Avengers known as DOGE must tell us what happened to going after the military.
Let's check the military. We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse. And, you know, the people elected me on that.
Well, today they reported back on what they found when they checked the military, and it wasn't hundreds of billions or even billions. It was $580 million out of a defense budget of almost $900 billion. You know, when they were talking about shrinking the government, I said, yeah, great, but the acid test will be if they go after the biggest bloat of all, obsolete weapons programs. So I was hopeful when in November, Musk wrote on X, some idiots are still building manned jet fighters like the F-35. Manned fighter jets are obsolete in the age of drones. Please, in the name of all that is holy, let us stop the worst military value for money in history that is the F-35 program. Exactly, Your Excellence. But today, Trump announced, we're building a new fighter jet, the F-47. And Trump said, we put in an order for a lot. We can't tell you the price. So what happened to fighter jets are obsolete in the age of drones? Was that just the ketamine talking? Because I feel like you guys are purposefully avoiding the elephant in the room. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The $2 trillion in waste that you originally said you could cut, yeah, you're not going to get there by firing mailmen and the guy who tells you to not lean over the rail at the Grand Canyon. According to Doge's own wall of receipts, after 2 months, they've only reached $35 billion in verifiable cuts across the whole government. Meanwhile, the fattest target to hunt savings from sits unmolested across the Potomac at the Pentagon, a place Eisenhower warned us was out of control in 1961. So, look, here's the federal budget. Here's the discretionary spending part, what we could cut. You mean there's barely a penny of waste in this half? I may not know how to code like Elon's Nerd Brigade, but I can read a fucking pie chart. Last week, Congress appropriated the money to take us through to October, and there was plenty of belt tightening, but not defense. Oh, no, that can never be touched. Good times, bad times. Republicans in charge, Democrats in charge. It's amazing. The right and the left in this country despise each other. But they do agree on two things. One, keep an eye on the Jews, because they're always up to something. And two, the defense budget is always perfect, like the Virgin Mary. In fact, it's always okay if it gets bigger. It's like a fat Virgin Mary. The defense budget is higher than the next 9 countries combined. It's more than triple that of our biggest adversary, China, and 8.5 times that of our closest ally, Russia. The Pentagon itself says it has 19% more bases than it needs. Wouldn't it be efficient to close some of those? The 750 bases in 80 countries we have around the world, we need every one. No place to fire up the old chainsaw there. Vroom, vroom. The Air Force has 51 golf courses. The Marines have 10. Guam has 2. Nothing? No vroom, vroom for that? And, An internal watchdog once found Boeing marked up the price of a helicopter by 177,000%. Not 177%, 177,000%. That is almost as bad as my mechanic. You know, I don't know what the Army does before 9 a.m., but it's not reading receipts. Come on, you're Elon Musk. The first cuts were easy, but playtime is over. Pick on someone your own size. And I don't just mean the Pentagon. If you look up bloated bureaucracy in the dictionary, it's a picture of the Department of Homeland Security, a Frankenstein monster born in the panic after 9/11 when we took 22 separate government agencies and merged them into one enormous bureaucracy around one common goal, to make sure that my container of lube doesn't exceed 3.4 ounces. And so far, DOGE has cut $50 million out of its $170 billion budget. You know, every other part of government has to tighten its belt. How about the part that makes me take mine off at the airport? It's been over 20 years of this bullshit. We started doing it before there was smartphones or AI. I'm guessing there's a better way to keep us safe than everybody undressing in public. No one thinks you need your picture taken to fly from Tulsa to Spokane. It's not 9/11 anymore. It's 2025, and I'm not afraid of hijackers. I'm afraid of the plane.